Customer service at the Veterans Affairs Department has been a mixed bag lately. After the long weekend coming up and the barbecue paraphernalia are cleaned up, area vets will have a chance to sit down with a caseworker and sort out their affairs. Maryland Congressman John Delaney will have those caseworkers on hand for a constituent services workshop on Tuesday in Germantown. Vets can get help with, well, all sorts of things. Congressman Delaney joins me now with more on the workshop details. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. Is this a first that you're doing here?
No, we do these on a regular basis. The point of these workshops is to have representatives, mostly of the VA. We've got representatives of the VA from Baltimore coming down. We also have representatives of the Department of Labor from the state of Maryland and a few other veterans-oriented organizations. And we have them assemble and make them available to veterans who have questions about their benefits, need help receiving their benefits, want to connect with other resources that can help them with issues that they have. And there'll be some presentations by the representatives. Those will be pretty short. And then people just kind of assemble around tables, and the veterans can go up and ask questions of the different representatives based on what they need. So, we do them probably, twice a year all around the district.
And so this one just happens to be right after Memorial Day, which is kind of an apt timing,
yeah,
I guess, for it.
We always do one after Memorial Day. So, yeah, it's a regular part of our constituent services. I mean, taking care of our veterans and making sure they receive the benefits they deserve for the sacrifice and commitment they've made to our country is the top priority of a member of Congress, and obviously my top priority. So this is just one way of making sure they can connect to what they need, because it is complicated. It's hard for them, and creating opportunities for them to get information and speak one-on-one with representatives of the VA, I think, is really important.
Now, the Rolling Thunder I mentioned a few minutes ago will be rolling into Washington over the next couple of days, and they'll be heading out on Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday. If some of them happen to pull off 270 and come in, can they also, those that are veterans, can they also get that advice?
You know, we obviously target these events for our constituents, but we will never turn a veteran away for anything we can do to help.
So you might get a few from maybe Northern Virginia or beyond the district a little bit.
The background will know they're coming.
Oh, they could move in and then vote for you later on.
You never know.
All right, and the people are from the VA that are doing
absolutely
this.
Absolutely, they're from the Baltimore VA. And the Department of Labor folks from Maryland, too, are going to be there who can be helpful. So I think Montgomery Works is also going to be in attendance, and, there'll be several organizations.
And what kinds of services have you found over the years that are most troubling for veterans? What are they the most help with when they come to a workshop like this?
Well, it's overwhelmingly their health care issues, which is why we have the VA there, because that's obviously very topical, because we've all heard and read about some of the terrible conditions veterans have had to deal with respect to the VA in terms of lines and things like that. So this is just a way of helping that. So we get questions on that. We also get questions on, educational benefits that are available. I've done a bunch of legislative work, by the way, and sometimes questions about housing programs, employment programs that may be available. So, you get the classic range of questions, but the bulk of them focus on health care.
And tell us where the workshop takes place.
So the workshop is, it's Tuesday, and it's at 10 o'clock, and it goes for 2 hours, and it's at 129000 Middlebrook Road in Germantown, and that's the Kramer Upcounty Regional Services Center.
All right, and since we're on the topic of VA, the Speaker of the House the other day made a pretty tough speech about what he thought is a lack of progress by Veterans Affairs in the years since Congress passed that major reform bill and threw about $16 billion more dollars at the VA. What's your feeling about how things have changed for better or for worse under Bob McDonald and under that reform legislation?
Yeah, listen, I think obviously the VA is trying, and but I don't think I think the speaker's right. I don't think we've done enough and put that money. Not all that money certainly been used. The Congress acted against this terrible tragedy that was occurring, that was highlighted by the situation in Arizona. We made more resources available. We changed some of the rules about how far you have to be from a VA center, et cetera. we put money against, allowing them to, if they're outside a service center coverage area, to go to private physicians. We did a whole bunch of things. And if you look, not much of that has been utilized. Some has, but not much of it has been utilized. And so I think the speaker's right. Now, it is complicated to get all this stuff up and running that we've provided. And I think the VA is certainly more focused on this than they've ever been. But I do think it's time to start having a broader conversation about whether the VA alone is really the right provider of health benefits to our veterans. I mean, if I had my way, a veteran would get a card once they're finished serving our country, and that medical card would basically allow them to get health care anywhere they need it.
Well,
and
yeah,
if that happens to be, there happens to be a VA, a highly specialized VA, which many of them are, that's the best option for them, then that's great. They can go to the VA and use their card there. But if for some reason, based on whatever situation they have and based on where they live, et cetera, they would rather just go to a private physician or a private facility, the card would allow them to do that. So I'm very much in favor of options that give our servicemen and women who have made this great commitment and sacrifice to our country as much flexibility as possible in receiving their health care, because if we're going to continue to channel them to the VA, we can't have a situation where the VA has these kind of wait lists and lines, et cetera. So I'm really focused on options that provide additional flexibility and additional care to our veterans. And I think that's the only way we'll ever really solve this problem.
It sounds like almost as if you envision a VA which is much smaller in terms of the hospital system itself, the facilities complex, but more specialized.
Yeah, you could see how it could get that way. I mean, I often, when I'm with my constituents, I ask them, I said, how many people think when veterans who have served our country, and I'll describe this concept, should get a card where they can go anywhere and get their health care? And 90% of the hands go up. See, the American people is very supportive of making sure our veterans get the care they deserve. And so I think you start with that. You know, we have this huge health care complex in the United States of America, outside the VA, right? We have healthcare is 1/6 of the U.S. economy. We have the largest healthcare system in the world. And, we don't have to rebuild it. It's constantly being built and updated by the private sector based on demands in the private market. And so why not just let the veterans access that completely, whenever they'd like? And then, you keep the VA as appropriate. And as you said, you could see how the VA in particular has some extraordinarily dedicated professionals who are well-equipped to deal with illnesses and situations that are typically unique to veterans. I mean, you go to Walter Reed and you see some of the things they do for our veterans, lost limbs, and there's no place like it in the world, or with some of the mental health issues that some of our veterans are dealing with across the country. Many VA facilities are singular in terms of their ability to deal with that. So I'm not arguing against a need for the VA, but I think, as you said, Tom, you could kind of see a model evolving where the VA becomes not the place of just general health care for the veterans, but the place of highly specialized care where skilled professionals are, particularly well equipped to deal with issues that veterans have based on their service. But then for routine health care, et cetera, the veterans, might prefer to just access the the general health care system. I mean, if you live in Baltimore, you might prefer to go to Johns Hopkins for a whole bunch of things, for example, right? But if you have a highly specialized need, you may want to go to the VA for that. So, I kind of like that model. I mean, I come from the private sector, so I have a fair amount of confidence in the private sector, and I'd like to get all the private sector healthcare resources available for our servicemen and women. I think we would be better off.
We're speaking with John Delaney. He represents Maryland 6th District in Congress. The door was opened a crack to that idea with the 40-mile from VA allowance that happened in the reform bill, but not many people took up with it. And so the formula was tinkered with, the maps and so forth.
Yeah.
But basically, the program was in place. I presume Congress is going to still monitor the uptake of that program.
Yeah. But some of it, as you know, I mean, these programs are, I mean, that's one of the reasons our office exists, to field questions from veterans and other constituents who have questions with the government, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid. And let's face it, this stuff is pretty complicated. So when they change maps and various things, it's not intuitive to our veterans that this has happened. It's hard for them to get the information, et cetera. Where I was kind of going with something that's a little more of a change in the entire mindset where if a veteran knew they'd go anywhere, anytime, and get health care, that might make them start thinking differently about it.
And just expanding while we have you, of course, the budget, the Senate has just done its version, you know, which is a Republican view, I guess, you know, 16 to 14, the Appropriations Committee came out with its budget outline, very similar to what was passed in the House. What is your outlook from your point of view for some kind of actual passage of everybody doing their budget work, the 12 bills, and then getting those reconciled in time for the end of the fiscal year?
Well, I think putting aside the budget, but for a second, and just focusing on making sure we have appropriations bills, I think we'll do that. You know, the limiting factor on all this is the sequester. The most recent defense authorization did go above sequester levels. It used kind of a unconventional way to do that, the overseas contingency reserve. And I was supportive of that. I thought that was the right thing to do to make sure the Department of Defense was funded at the level that the president had asked for. But other things are, you know, continue to be affected by the sequester, which I think we all know is a terrible piece of public policy that has capped our ability to make investments in both our defense and military and in our non-defense and military priorities for the country. And so until there's some change to that, we kind of all know what the budget levels are going to be. And that's really going to be the debate, I think, for the rest of the year.
All right, we'll have to see what happens. Meantime, there's a nice long weekend when everyone can kind of chill a little bit. Democratic Congressman John Delaney represents Maryland's 6th District. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Tom. Have a great day and have a great and very safe weekend.